Part 2. Describe a special souvenir you brought back home from a tourist place. You should say what it was, when and where you bought it, why you bought it, and explain how you felt about it. I'm going to tell you about my most recent trip in which I purchased a special souvenir. Well, a few months ago I went to Switzerland on holiday and brought home a painting from a local shop in Zurich. It was a bit of a hassle to bring it home because of the high taxes in the airport. However, it was such a nice piece of painting that it was worth it. It was a large oil painting that depicts a beautiful natural scenery common in Switzerland and not quite common in my homeland. I've hung it on my bedroom wall, and it is now one of the most beautiful and cherished souvenirs for me. I went on this trip in early March with my two friends. The alpine scenery, picturesque villages, glittering blue lakes, beautiful lakeside, and astounding tranquility of the villages took our breath away. Since we're artsy people, we attended an art festival in the mountains where I found this painting. As I don't like keychains or t-shirts much, I had decided to bring home as my only souvenir. Now, every time I look at this painting, it reminds me of the exciting and memorable days I had spent on our holiday in Switzerland. Apart from that, the painting is a bit different than other paintings I have in our house, so it really stands out. This picture takes me back in time. Part 3. What kinds of souvenirs do people usually buy from tourist attractions? Well, it depends on the person, but I would say the most common souvenirs are keychains, mugs, magnets, shot glasses, art items, t-shirts, and so on. I would say that people who have some sort of vice, such as drinking or smoking, usually go for a souvenir that suits this, such as a local liquor or a cigar from a specific place. However, children tend to buy some sort of toy or t-shirt related to the place. On the other hand, women tend to buy a clothing item or perhaps an accessory, such as earrings, a necklace, or a scarf, where men tend to buy some sports memorabilia or the like. Is it good that the locals sell things to tourists? Yes. For many places, tourism is one of the only industries, so they have to take advantage of this. For example, a local can really benefit from selling their homemade crafts to a tourist. Of course, the local benefits financially, but they could also get their name out there, while leaving the tourist with a one-of-a-kind gift. On the other hand, the local shouldn't be too aggressive or rip off the tourist, because it could turn the tourist off to a place. It's all about a balance. Do you prefer to buy souvenirs or useful things? Why? So I'm more of a practical person. I prefer to buy useful things or more experiences in the particular place I visit. For example, I would much rather spend those $10 on a special meal or put it towards a tour rather than buying a t-shirt that I may never wear again. Furthermore, I'm really into photography, so a memorable moment captured in time is much more valuable than a magnet, mug, or shot glass could ever be to me. To celebrate my travels, I showcase my photography on social media and frame the pictures to hang on my walls. What's your opinion about the asking price for souvenirs? It depends. For example, I would never let myself be gouged buying a last-minute souvenir at the airport. Along with just the airports, many places elevate the prices in touristy areas. I think it's a bit unfair, but it's just kind of how it is. Of course, I wouldn't want to be ripped off, but I can also understand this is a good opportunity for especially impoverished countries to make money from wealthier tourists. In my opinion, the best souvenirs to buy are handicrafts from humble local people on the streets or in a small shop.